This goes to Brian Thwaites, Thwaites, PAC, fax 989-291-5348, regarding Janet Rohn, R-O-H-N, date of birth 2/2/1944. Dear Brian, this is a follow-up visit from Mrs. Rohn with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was April 14th of this year. She has gained 4 pounds since her last visit. She does use either ibuprofen or Celebrex about once per week, generally for severe joint pain. And she knows she should not take that daily, so that's why she's limiting it to once per week. But it is the only pain med that seems to give her any relief from the severe back, knee, hip pain, and other joint pain. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. She is on a CPAP device, and since she started that, she has not needed nighttime oxygen because her levels don't drop while she sleeps anymore, as long as she's able to use the CPAP. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight Losartan 25 milligram daily. Lasix is 20 milligram daily. And either Celebrex or ibuprofen would be once per week as needed for severe pain. Physical exam, weight 170 pounds. Pulse is 58. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cough is 116 over 68. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. And she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. In labs, most recent lab studies were done October 3rd, 2025. Creatinine is 1.46. That is slightly higher. Previous levels 1.28, 1.26, 1.36. Estimated GFR is 36. Electrolytes are normal. Sodium is 142, potassium 4.8, calcium is 9.2, albumin 4.2, phosphorus is 3.2, hemoglobin is 12.2, with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient will continue to check labs every 3 months, and she will avoid using any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory agents more than once per week, and she'll try to even decrease that frequency. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, diabetic nephropathy, stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.